Good morning. My name is Lina Vera. I'm a PhD student from University of Wisconsin at Madison. I'm originally from Colombia, South America. I'm going to talk today about our intervention to promote breast and cervical cancer screening among acculturated Latinas in Dane County, Wisconsin. The principal investigator of this project is Dr. Ana Martinez Donate. And we make a partnership with people from the Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. These are the people from there. I don't have any relationships to disclose. Cuidandome is a lay health advisor or promotora-led program aimed to increase breast and cervical cancer screening among Latinas in Dane County, Wisconsin. The content of the curriculum was based on previous formative research. That was the first step in this intervention to conduct some focus groups and other in-depth interviews to the community in order to realize what they want and how they want to learn about these kind of topics. The intervention was led by Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. After the intervention was started, they made a partnership with us, with the Department of Population Health, the University of Wisconsin at Madison, to evaluate this intervention. So when we started the evaluation, it was an ongoing intervention. This intervention was started is because breast and cervical cancer, as you may know, are major contributors to morbidity and mortality among Latinas, and this problems are due in part for the low screening rates that this population has. There is little information about barriers and knowledge related to breast and cervical cancer screening among Latinas in this part of the country. As we were talking before, what is different from Latinas in Wisconsin than Latinas in other places in the country is that this is a small group of immigrants. It's a fast growing group, but we don't have enough healthcare providers, for example, competent to deliver healthcare to this low acculturated and newly established group of immigrants in the country. The objectives of this intervention were to evaluate the effectiveness of Cuidandome to increase breast and cervical cancer screening among the immigrant Latino community in Dane County, and to evaluate the impact of Cuidandome on breast and cervical cancer screening knowledge and behavioral intentions to get the screening test. We used a mixed method model compound for two types of studies. The first one was a prospective longitudinal study of the program participants. We recruited 353 participants for the program. We conducted baseline self-administered surveys before or prior to the participation of this woman in the intervention. The interventions were in the way of home health parties aimed to increase knowledge about breast and cervical cancer screening. And then we conducted post-tests at 1 month, 3 months, and 15 months from the participation in the home health party. These other follow-up surveys were by phone. The other type of study that we used was a cross-sectional population-based study, as we didn't have a control group to compare the effectiveness of the intervention because it was an ongoing intervention. We tried to fix that with this other part of the study. We got a population-based sample from the Latino community. We use a commercial list to get the sample. Among them, we divided that sample in those who attended a home health party and those who didn't attend a home health party, in order to compare these two groups. We measure in both studies screening history, screening intentions, screening barriers, knowledge, attitudes, cues to action, demography, socioeconomic factors, healthcare access, acculturation. And in the post-test survey, we also measure satisfaction with the cuidandome part. We conducted an analysis of the results that I'm going to show you here are based on the analysis of the consistent cohort, because we have an attrition rate of 37%, which is not too big for a more than 1 year follow-up study in this population that is highly mobile. I'm going to show you some descriptive statistics and comparison, pre-post comparison for the longitudinal study and the comparison between the two groups from the cross-sectional study. These are the characteristics of the cuidandome participants. Young women, most of them were married or living in a couple. Most of them have low educational attainment and insured, although 72% of them were uninsured, half of them reported to have regular healthcare providers. So that's a sample of how other agencies are working with this population. Almost all of them were foreign born, 99%. 10% of them were living in the US less than 1 year, and 59% were monolingual Spanish, totally monolingual Spanish. If we combine monolingual Spanish with Spanish better than English use, this figure increases to 90%. So, well, these are the main results from the evaluation. For breast cervical cancer screening received during the last year, that was our main outcome for breast cancer and for mammogram and pap smear. The mammogram uptake increases from 33% at baseline to 53% 15 months later, and the increase was statistically significant. For pap smear, the increase were from 61% to 63%, but it was statistically significant until the 3 months. So we have a big increase here, but then 1 year later, they decrease the uptake of pap smear again, almost at the same level of the baseline. For positive intention to get the test during the next year, for mammogram, it was a big increase from 34% to 81%. I forgot to mention that all the figures about mammogram are among women 40 and over years old. For pap smear, it was not so big, but we still have some increase, almost statistically significant. For this is information, knowledge about where to get information about breast cancer or where to obtain the screening test. This is for mammogram, and it was the variable that shows more increase in our results. And it has been in further analysis that we have conducted about factors related to take the screening test. This has been very correlated with the outcome. So it's very important that they know how to navigate the healthcare system and where to go for the screening test. These are the trends for knowledge on breast cancer and breast cancer screening guidelines. This is breast cancer risk and protective factors and breast cancer screening guidelines. We have a statistically significant increase in both of them. This is for pap smear, where to get information on cervical cancer, where to get a pap smear, and knowledge about HPV in general. All of them were statistically significant. These are increasing knowledge on risk and protective factors for cervical cancer and cervical cancer screening recommendations. Both of them were statistically significant, the increase in both of them. These are the results from the cross-sectional sample. As you can see, these are the principal characteristics of the two groups. As you can see here, the non-exposed group, non-exposed means that they didn't attend a Hunter's party of our program. It's more similar to the socioeconomic and demographic characteristics of the Latino population in USA in general. For example, for education, 34% of them had less than high school education versus participants in our study. Here were 52%, and our sample from the longitudinal study was 72%. So our program reached those very low acculturated Latinas resident in Dane County, Wisconsin. These are the differences between the two groups. For ever had a mammogram, difference between exposed and non-exposed was not statistically significant, but for having a mammogram during the last 12 months, the difference was statistically significant. For pap smear, we didn't have a statistically significant difference between the two groups, but this is related with the result from the longitudinal study, because at the end there wasn't a real difference between the baseline and the last follow-up. This is knowledge on pap smear, not statistically significant. These are some figures about other information that we collected about the process of the intervention in order to realize if there was something that may impair the effectiveness of the intervention. We recruited 25 promoters in order to have about 8 active at each time. So it was really difficult to recruit promotoras and to keep them active in the program. We did 167 home health parties and reached 1,381 participants. We conducted checklists among a sample of the home health parties in order to realize or to check if the promotoras were following the curriculum, and about 90% of them were adhering to the curriculum. While the program was running the home health parties, there was a big social media campaign also. The social marketing campaign included health fairs and presentations in different places, 2 coverage pieces in television, radio shows and radio ads. We used bus to have ads running around the city. We used print media, using newspapers and newsletters to put our program in the community. Additionally, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin conducted a cultural competency training among their staff. So they trained 13 healthcare providers from their clinics to be able to attend this population and to understand what are the differences when they are attending this population, which is low acculturated, monolingual Spanish, low educated. Well, our conclusions are that this lay health advisor-based multi-level intervention was effective to increase breast and cervical cancer screening knowledge, intentions, and practices in low acculturated Latinas. The use of culturally appropriated outreach and educational interventions can promote breast and cervical cancer screening among Latina immigrants and contribute to reduce current disparities on breast and cervical cancer mortality and morbidity. We think that this intervention was effective, but we also think that the intervention should stay or remain in the community. Actually, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, after the program was over, keep this project as a program, but including other topics to be taught to the community. So we are still conducting other analysis after that to see if the trends in pap smear and mammogram before, during, and after the program increases, decreases, or what we expected, that the trends increases and then after the program was over decrease a little bit because of the inclusion of other topics and different strategies that they are conducting now. This project was funded by a grant from the UW School of Medicine and Public Health Wisconsin Partnership Fund. I want to thank the promotoras because their support on this evaluation. They were so nice to give us a room to conduct our pre-test surveys, and they were really, they have a really big commitment with our evaluation. If you want more information about our project, these are our information. I will be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Yep. I have a question. I mean, I know it's pretty normal that things drop off, but I'm wondering, what were some of the perceived and experienced barriers to getting the mammogram? Did Planned Parenthood have a sliding scale fee as far as how to get the mammogram? I know pap tests are far more affordable, but that tends to be for a lot of Latino populations, access to insurance, and if there aren't block grants, it makes it very difficult to actually follow through.
Well, the question is about what the program did to keep this woman taking the tests. Huh? Okay, during the home health parties, they were taught how or where to go to get those tests. Like, they were led to programs like the Wisconsin Well Woman Program for mammogram specifically. They had the possibility to call to Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and to have someone who speaks Spanish to answer their questions about these kind of issues. As I said before, we are conducting some analysis about the trends. We got data from those different agencies. What I can say to you now is, for example, from the Wisconsin Well Woman Program, we see an increase in the number of enrollment because they have just data on enrollment, but they are not for sure mammogram test. We are trying to get the data from the actual mammogram uptake. And we compared this data with between different ethnic groups in order to see if the increment was just on Latinos, who were the target of the program, or if it was something else that could reach everybody in the city. What we have seen so far is that the increment was just in the Latino community at the time of the program. So the trend showed that around 2007, 2008, there is an increase in the trend, and then after 2010 to 2011 so far, there is a small decrease in the trend. That's for mammogram. For pap smear, well, the Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin offers the test. And they were told that the test could be free, depending on their income and other characteristics. So that's how this was managed. In terms of the barriers, we measure different barriers like sexual modesty, lack of English fluency, concern about cost of the test, immigration status. And there were some of them related, but we are conducting, actually tomorrow in the morning the principal investigator is going to talk about factors related with getting the test in this population. we have seen different barriers related to pap smear, different with mammogram. The most consistent are concerned about that the test may be painful. Some barriers about fatalismo, the fear that the test can find something abnormal. Those were the most consistent. One that we were expecting but didn't show most significant was concern about partner disapproval. It seems like we were expecting because of the low acculturation of this population, but it didn't show most significant. Yeah. So that's the program was aimed to deal with those barriers too. They were told about how to handle or demystify these taboos and things like that. Okay. Other question? Thank you.